here's a story from The World.
Nigeria's economy is in crisis, and kidnapping for ransom has become a booming business. Yesterday, Nigerian officials announced that hundreds of schoolgirls who were abducted last week by armed men have been released. It was the second time this has happened in less than a week, though. Last year, a mass kidnapping of schoolchildren at boarding schools happened at least once every 3 weeks, and ransom payments have been steadily growing. Confidence Makari has been following this. He's a security analyst at SBM Intelligence in Lagos. I asked him what we know about the well-being of the hundreds of girls abducted last Friday and released a few days later.
Well, they are fine. They've been taken to the government house in Zamfara State, and so far they've been good. Although some of the girls who escaped during the attack were injured, the few of them have been taken care of, and the bulk of the girls who have been rescued, of course, all of them, about 379 of them, appear to be in good shape.
You recently published a report on the economics of abductions in Nigeria, showing how it's becoming an increasingly lucrative business. Is it ransoms that ultimately get these children freed?
Well, the Nigerian government would want us to believe that they were released because of negotiations and definitely without any ransom paid. But the reality is not so. In our report, we stated that the Nigerian kidnapping industry between 2011 and 2020, the value of the industry stood at between $18 million and $20 million. But I think events since then, when we released the report in May 2020, has taken a huge turn and grown exponentially to engulf virtually all parts of the country.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So previous abductions have been profitable, making more abductions popular. Our listeners will remember in 2014, nearly 300 schoolgirls were abducted by Boko Haram. Hashtag bring back our girls trended all over the globe. As I recall, those girls were in captivity for a while, and it seemed it was a long-term Boko Haram strategy to radicalize those young women. Are you saying these recent kidnappings are totally different and just about cold, hard cash?
Yes. For one, the key difference is that when Boko Haram kidnapped the girls, it was basically due to its ideology, coined from its name, that Western education is a sin, and that women, especially the girl child, has no place or no business learning Western education, especially in classrooms. And so they were the target, and they were easy to kidnap. But for these other terrorists in Nigeria's North Central and Northwestern geopolitical zones, I think it's a bit different. The angle to their strategy and motivation is mostly economic. So their own kidnap is tailored towards getting concessions, financial concessions from both state governments, wherever they operate, and the federal government.
You know, I think of school shootings in the United States, and one of the first things a lot of people suggest is to at least have a police officer assigned to be on duty at a school. Is the government at least doing that?
Well, there is that option on the table, but one thing I would say here is that it is not sustainable. And for the exact reason that the United Nations recommended ratio for policing is that every state should have one police officer to 400 citizens. In Nigeria, it is one police officer to 600 citizens. So Nigeria is a country that is under-policed. There has been a rise in the number of attacks on police officers. So as it stands now, the situation is so bad that even police officers are helpless. And so putting a single police officer to guard a boarding school that is so far away from government control or government presence doesn't really tackle the problem.
Confidence Makari is a security analyst at SBM Intelligence in Lagos. Thank you very much for your time and for explaining this growing, intractable crisis.
Thank you very much for having me.